You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now is the part of the show where we ask people in the spotlight questions about work, money, and the lessons they've learned. It's called the Marketplace Quiz, and this week we have the hosts of a podcast I happen to love. And you will too, especially if you, like me, have only the vaguest idea who a lot of pop culture celebrities are.
I'm Lindsay Weber. I'm co-host of the podcast Who Weekly, a podcast about who's... Bobby, what's a who?
Well, don't you want to want me to introduce myself, or should I just go right into who's?
People don't need to know who you are.
I'm also a co-host of Who Weekly. My name is Bobby Finger. A who is a celebrity that you see everywhere. You hear their name all the time, but you're unsure of who they are, of what their job is. You know they're famous in some regard, but you're not exactly sure why.
That's good. That's it. Bobby, what is something that you've bought that you now completely regret buying?
That I completely regret buying? Well, I'll tell you. I have an answer to this. So last week I had the brilliant idea to get into jumpsuits. So I feel like I saw one during recent Fashion Week and I was like, I could pull that off. It's crazy for a normal person to look at a fashion show and say, I could pull that off, because you can't.
Yep.
But my big idea was that I was going to take it to a tailor and have it fitted to my body.
Uh-huh. I'm already like,
okay,
not...
Well, here's the problem. This is why I regretted it. So I got it and I was thinking, I think I could pull this off. I think I could pull this off. But now I'm absolutely petrified of going to the tailor and saying,
hi, please alter my jumpsuit.
Like a baby putting on this jumpsuit and saying, can you fit this to my body? I can't bring myself to go to the tailor.
So you
now.
Just have this jumpsuit at your house that you're never going to wear.
I have it in my closet.
And you're never going to wear it.
It's like it's a telltale heart in my closet.
Like when you come home every night, you feel it. You feel that it's there.
Mm-hmm. And it's only been two or three nights.
Wow.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever bought. Lindsay, what is the hardest part about being a who that nobody knows?
Name recognition. No. The hardest part of being a who that no one knows is you have to tell people who you are all the time, I assume. I think assuming people know who you are is a very tough line to cross. And if you assume that people know who you are, you're in trouble. But then if you introduce yourself, it's embarrassing. So, like, the whole introduction spiel, you know, you're like, oh, I'm nice to meet you. I'm Julianne Hough. And you're like, I know who you are. But most people don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So that's probably difficult, you know? Mm-hmm. Bobby, what is something everyone should own no matter the cost? Has to be an actual cost, not like a emotional cost.
No. Okay, Lindsay, I know. Existential marketplace.
You're like self-esteem.
Okay. I feel like I'm being very practical here.
Sure.
Number one is something that I have not yet bought myself, but will in the future because I keep realizing that it's worth it.
Okay.
One, a new bed. A good bed.
Oh.
Spending a lot of money on a bed.
Yeah, come on.
Number two, a cast iron pan.
Oh, yeah, duh.
The mattress, expensive.
But cast iron...
Cast iron pan, pretty cheap. You can cook so many things in cast iron pans. And if it gets rusty, it gets dirty, guess what? You clean it off. They're, like, indestructible.
Uh-huh,
you'll take them with you forever.
Very practical, very practical.
Number three, these are the stupidest answers.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
And yet you have three of them.
Number three is a Spotify subscription. A streaming music subscription.
Is this
people
an
complain.
Ad?
No, people... Or let's just say... Number three is a streaming music subscription.
Sure.
When I hear ads on it, it's like, come on. When people, like, it's such a small price to pay to get rid of ads. And it's, you use it all the time. I can't really think of other things that are as essential
that
or
use
worth
every
it.
Single
that I use every single
day.
Which is why I bring up cast iron pans, streaming music, mattress. What advice do you wish people had given who's before they began their careers?
The more and more I read about who's and I pay attention to their whereabouts and the industry that they work in, the more and more I realize how important it is to have a good publicist. If you see somebody everywhere and the kind of press that they're getting is something that you like, find out who their publicist is. This cannot be that hard. It's like when Celine Dion loved what Zendaya was wearing and said to whoever in her sphere, who is dressing her?
Someone said, Law Roach.
And someone said, this guy, Law Roach. This is one of the judges on America's Next Top Model, if you don't know who we're talking about. Point being, literally, A month later, Celine Dion is the best-dressed person in Hollywood. She's all in fashion. She's at the fashion show. She's on every list. All it took was for her to say, I like this thing I wanted. And I know a lot of celebrities can do that, but I mean, as a Who starting out, your publicist can take you very far. I don't have a publicist, so I don't really know how that works, but I can imagine that it's not that hard to find yourself one that is good.
I think that's smart.
But also, I mean, as somebody who also works in pop culture stuff, you and I both get some of the worst press releases we've ever mm-hmm. seen. They're not in English. I mean, not like they're in other languages. Like, they're just nothing spelled right. Mm-hmm. It's confusing. There's no call to action as to what I can do to even be involved in this. It's just, like, not... Some people are just not smart. They don't know your name. There's a few very small things you can do to be a good publicist. And I just don't think that... I think the top 5% are the only ones doing it.
And it's probably worth the money.
Yeah, like a mattress.
Like a mattress.